Alright, we're on Pei Zion Amun Aleph. We are 3 lines from the bottom of the skinny lines, I believe. Okay, because we're continuing to say over explanations and drushes as to why is the Bas Kohen who goes back to her father's house, that she's going back to her father's house, but only specifically for Truma and Meiser, but not for the Chazeh and Shok. So, if Safra Amar mi lechem avia tochal lechem velo basar. Right, we saw a different drasha before, mi lechem, from the lechem, but not all the lechem. So now, no, the language is mi lechem avia. Lechem is just the grain, right? As opposed to the meat, which is from the Chazeh and Shok. If Papa Amar mi lechem avia tochal lechem hakonri le avia. Right, so the fact that it says lechem avia is the lechem that was really like belongs to the father, as opposed to prat lechazei v'shok dimi shochan gavol kachazachu, as opposed to the chazei and shok, which isn't really, again, that's never something that the kohen himself doesn't own that meat. The chazei and shok are brought from korbanos that other people brought, and now get given over to the kohen. Okay, fine. V'rava Amar v'es chazei hatnufa v'eshok hatruma. That's actually the pasuk that talks about the chazei and shok being given to the kohen. Tochlu ata ubanecha uvenosecha itach. Right, that your sons, your daughters, when they're with you, bisman sheitach. When they're with you, but if they're not with you, right, then they lose that. They lose that opportunity. Okay, and that Josh, you might have said, yeah, but now she's back itach. But okay, fine. But the point is, that's how you lose it. Right. Okay, so Amar v'Adabar Ava Tana Keshehi Chozeres LeBeis Avia Chozeres LeTruma V'Enu Chozeres LeChazei V'Shok. So when she comes back to her father's house, she comes back to Truma, but she doesn't go back to Chazei V'Shok. But Bishva Bena Chozeres Ava Chazei V'Shok. So Rav Adabar Ava, you know, is just pointing out and saying specifying that this whole rule that when she comes back, it's only for Truma, but she doesn't return to getting Chazeh and Shok. That's only if she's coming by herself, meaning she was a Bas Kohen, married to Yisrael, and he died, and she comes back. But if she is returning because of her child, right? So because she has a Bas Yisrael who married a Kohen, and she has a child who's a Kohen, and we talked about this whole case where, you know, she had another child, and that child dies, and she comes back because of the child, she comes back. Oh, so in that case, she actually returns all the way to Chazei V'Shok. Okay, so she gets back to everything. So also, Rav Mordechai Amral L'Shmaitza Kamed Rav Ashi. So Rav Mordechai, when he said this vort, he said this pshat in front of Rav Ashi. So Amar, he said to him, Meich Kamitz Rabia, where's that coming from? Where are you learning out this additional point? So mi ubas, right? That's the original drasha we use, right? Ubas Kohen just could have said bas Kohen. So how are you? Is that what you're learning from? If that's true, mi adifa la mina. How did you decide, right, that the daughter in this case, or the daughter-in-law, really, right, in a certain sense, is even better, is like, you know, stronger than the daughter herself that comes back, right? Because in this case, what ends up happening is the daughter-in-law, right, who is, however you want to describe her, the mother of a Kohen, basically, right? The mother of the Kohen, she's now going to, you know, she was never ate Truma, now she's eating Truma because of her husband, and then she, you know, she leaves, she marries a Levi, so she's not eating Truma anymore, and then her Levi husband dies, and she goes back now because of her son, who is a Kohen. So she's going to eat Chazei and Shok also because of her son, but the Bas Kohen, who was a Kohenis her whole life, and as she comes back, she doesn't get this. Why make this person who's new to the Kohen world in a certain sense, wasn't born in there, why is she better than the original Bas Kohen? So the answer is a technical one. Hasam ksive miyuta hachalok ksive miyute. That's the drasha. I mean, but when it came to the case of this woman, so we specifically, you know, introduced this distinction, right, which wasn't true by the daughter, and that's why by the mother of the Kohen, she ends up actually getting something, you know, comes back all the way in the scenario where she comes back to Truma. Fine. Okay. Okay, next. So the Mishnah continued and said, Bas Kohen Shenises Le Yisrael. Right. The din was that if a Bas Kohen marries a regular Yisrael, so she's going to lose her ability to eat truma in that case. Okay. So Tan Rabbanan Vishava. Oh, right, and if he would right, and if he dies, so she goes back to her to eating truma again. So Tana Rabbanan Vishava al Beis Avia Prat L'Shomeres Yavam. So the din is right. The mission that the pasuk says, and if her husband passes away, so then Shava al Beis Avia, she goes back to her father's house, and that's why she eats truma again. But however, that comes to exclude a woman who is a Shomeres Yavam, right? So she's a Bas Kohen. She married Reuven the Yisrael, and Reuven dies, and they don't have no children. So now she's waiting for Shimon, to his brother, to do Yivam with her. So during that time, she's forbidden still from eating Truma because she's a Shomeres Yavam. She's still hanging in the balance. Which takes us all the way back to a lot of top, things we talked about with Yivam in general, like sort of the extension, the continuation of the original marriage. If she's married to Yisrael, and she's continuing to be like part of that family in a certain sense, so she's not going to be able to... she's not going to be able to go back and eat truma. How can she eat truma? She's still waiting to kind of finalize again or extend her original marriage to Yisrael. Okay. And kinyurea. So the passage is shavah beis avia kinyurea. So shavah beis avia, that it comes to exclude shemeres yavam. Kinyurea pratli muberes. So kinyurea comes to exclude a woman who's pregnant, meaning she's a bas kohen who was married to Yisrael and now she's pregnant with his child. So again, she's excluded from this halacha. Okay, so says the Gemara, wait a second. V'alo dinu, and the Gemara is going to give this kavachomer in different ways a number of times. So let's try to. So the first time, let's make sure we understand what we're talking about here, because the Gemara is going to repeat this in different, not exactly this kavachomer, but different forms of it a few times. So the Gemara says, V'alo dinu, isn't this a kavachomer? What's the kavachomer? Uma b'malkum shalo asa vlad min harishon kivlad min hasheni lepotra min yibum. Okay, so one example is yibum. What happens in yibum? We don't allow the child from the first to be like the child from the second. The child from the first husband to be like the child from the second husband in order to pater her from yibum. What do we mean? Look at Rashi. So Rashi says, yeah, so first of all, just by the way, what the kavachomer is, Rashi is v'alo dinhu v'lama likra. Right? Why do I need a pasuk, right, in order to exclude the shomeres yavam and the muberes? I shouldn't need it specifically here. The muberes. This is the kohen, the bas kohen who's pregnant with the child of a Yisrael to exclude her from truma. So Rashi, back in Rashi, isn't this a kavachomer v'lama likra? Why do I need a pasuk to exclude the muberes from eating truma? Uma b'malkum shalo asa vlad min harishon kevlad min hasheni niseis la'echad. What's the case? She's married to one person. V'yaldala. Right? So we're talking about Yibum now. Right? What happens if she's... And by the way, why would we keep comparing Yibum to... we'll see in a second. So she was married to a first man and she had a child with him. Right? So nisi is la'echad v'yadala umes, and then he dies. So she has a child with this man, and he dies. V'nisi is la'echad, she marries another man. Okay, not, it's not a brother. She marries another man. She can't marry a brother. She had a child with the first man, right? So she's now going to go ahead and marry the second man. Umes b'loban. Okay, so that second man dies without children. So do you need yibum? We don't need yibum. Right? So the halacha is, right, tzricha yibum. She needs yibum. Why? Right, velo patra vlad sheyesh la min harishon. Right, the fact when we deal with the kshayla of yibum, we don't look at her multiple marriages. We just look at this marriage. Right, so when it comes to yibum, we don't say, "Oh, the woman has children." Right, we ask, "Did the two of them have children together?" Right, so that's what the line means when it says, "B'malkum shalo asa vlad." Min harishon ke vlad min hasheni. The fact that she has a child from the first husband does not mean that she's now considered a woman who had a child. It sounds obvious, but it's not obvious, right? Because when we see a case where it is true, right? We don't care about her. Basically, what we mean to say is we don't care about whether she has children. We care whether she had a child with him. Right? So we don't make the v'lad min harishon kiv'lad min hasheni. We don't do that. Right? When it comes to Yibum, we look at each marriage on its own. Okay? Okay, so look at Rashi. Sorry, not Rashi. So the look back in the Gemara, v'alo dinu. So when it came to Yibam, what do we not do? We don't say, oh, first child from the first marriage, that child's going to help us in the second marriage, right? To make her no longer have to Yibam. We don't do that, right? Each child is viewed separately in their own separate relationship, okay? And nevertheless, asa ubar ki yelod. Right? When it comes to Yibam, what do we say? If she's pregnant, the pregnancy, the child, the fact that she's child pregnant with the child makes it as if he was born, right? Look at Rashi. Also, ubar ki kivlad sheim haisa miuberes petura, right? Dichsav bein einlo ayin alav, right? We say she doesn't have a child, but if she we say einlo, right? In the drush the Gemara made there was ayin alav, take a look, right? B'chon yonim, take a look. Maybe well, bein einlo right now, but maybe there's a child there somewhere. Right? And you have to go look to see, maybe she's pregnant, right? So the point being, good. So the point is, when it comes to Yibam, what do? We don't make the Vlad Rishon ki Vlad Sheni, right? We don't say the fact that she has a child from a previous marriage makes it like she's a woman who's had a child, and therefore she doesn't do Yibam. No, right? That each relationship is looked at separately. And nevertheless, the halacha is, when it comes to Yibam, that unborn children are counted like children. Okay? That's true by Yibam. Okay. So, again, this is Kav HaChomer. Ma b'malgam shalo asa v'lad min harishon kav'lad min hasheni l'poch min ha'yibom asa u'bar ki yelod. That's what we did in Yibom. So if that's true, malgam sha'asa l'vlad, I'm continuing in the Gemara, malgam sha'asa v'lad min harishon kav'lad min hasheni, in a scenario where the fact that she has a child already carries over into her next marriage, right? What is it? L'posla min ha'truma, right? To make her Sula from eating truma. What do we mean? Look at Rashi. So Rashi says, "Malkum she'asa vlad," meaning what's the case? Bas kohen sheni seis leYisrael. You have a bas kohen who marries a Yisrael. V'yaldalo, and she has a child with that Yisrael. Umes, and the husband dies. V'nise sa'acher, right? And then she marries another man. Umes below banim, and he dies without children, right? What's the halacha? She's going to need yibum from the second guy, but nevertheless, adayin hi asura b'truma, right? But she's still forbidden to eat truma. Why? Mishum vlad min harishon. Meaning in this case, the fact that she was married to the Yisrael, right, already passed her. She's out from eating truma just because of her original marriage, right? And even though that first marriage is over and he passed away, and even if the second man she has no child with, right? She has no child with the second man, and she even needs Yibam on account of the second marriage. So they say, oh, does this marriage count for anything? No, it doesn't count for anything. She has to, or I shouldn't say it doesn't count for anything. The first child is irrelevant to the second marriage, right? To the extent she needs Yibam. Nevertheless, if I say, well, can she eat Shuma? Well, look back at the first marriage, right? Because so so that first child from the first marriage carries over to the second marriage in a certain sense, right? That first child still impacts her in terms of eating truma, right? Adayin hi asur b'truma mushum vlad min harishon daksiv v'zera ein la v'harei yeshla. Here she has. So the point being, when it comes to yibum, the status of the first child becomes irrelevant in terms of the second marriage, right? Doesn't have any impact in the second marriage, and nevertheless, in that case, we assume that the pregnancy, right? The pregnancy in yibum matters. Right, the child is not really even born yet. Right, so a child from the first marriage, that's not relevant. But the pregnancy of a second marriage, right, or pregnancy in general matters. Interesting, because you told me a born child from the first marriage doesn't even matter, right? So if that's true when it comes to Yibam, so now let's read the whole thing back in the Gemara. So let's read from the beginning. Hello, Dinu. When it comes to Yibum, the first child who being born from the first marriage doesn't matter, doesn't impact us, not counted like a child for the second marriage in terms of passing from Yibum. She still needs Yibum. And nevertheless, us ubar kiyalod, and still in Yibum in general, we treat the fetus as like a born child. So then Malkum Sha'as of Lamina Rishon Kivlamina Sheni, right? In a case of Shuma, where that first child continuing to exist has an impact on her no matter how many marriages she has, right, in a certain sense. Or I shouldn't say that, no matter, but it continues to have an impact, right? Even when she's married to a second person, the post lamina truma, you say, oh, you still have that Yisrael son, so it still matters. Eino din shenasa uba ki yilod. So in this case also, where the first child who isn't even part of the second marriage continues to have an impact. So certainly I would say that pregnancy, right, if she's pregnant, that should have an impact. Meaning, I know the halacha we said before, our original point was, chinurea prat lamiuberes. Right, our first point was that, you know, what do you see from the pasuk that a woman who was a bas kohen who married Israel and is pregnant, you can't, and even if her husband dies, she can't go back. So they've come to the same conclusion, right? But the Gemara is just saying, I don't need a drasha for that, because I should be able to make a kavah chomer from yibum. That by yibum, the status of the child doesn't carry over from one marriage to the next, and nevertheless, the pregnancy is considered like a born child. So then in Truma, where the status of a child does continue from one marriage to the next, you see this child, which isn't even from the second marriage, continues to have an impact. So then certainly, I should be able to include pregnancy as in that the fetus, you know, should have a halachic impact. Okay? Okay, good. So that's Gemara's question. Gemara says, lo. No, that's not true. Mali asa ubar ki lo the inin yibum. Why do we include the ubar like a born child when it comes to yibum? Sharei asa mesim kachayim. And it comes to yibum, we take those who are not alive at all and we make them like they're alive. That's what yibum is all about, right? We're asa mesim kachayim. Look at Rashi. The inin yibum sharei asa mesim kachayim. The third line from the bottom of Rashi. Mes bala, her husband died. Ve'achagach mes bina. And then her son, Chaman Latzon, passes away. Harei hu kachayim. Right, ve'eno choseres leziyabim. Let's say, right, a husband and wife are married. They had a child, right, and then the husband passes away. So is there yibum? There's no yibum, right? She has a child. What happens if later the child passes away? So we say, oh, now zera einla. Now she doesn't have a child. Do yibum? No, we don't say that, right? We say the fact that she ever had a child who was a child who was, you know, a viable child. That already asks her from, you know, pathes her from doing yibum ever again, right? From this marriage at least, right? So the point is that when it comes to yibum, we make mesim kachayim, meaning even a child who would chalila pass away will be considered like they're alive. So I'll tell you why yibum is unique. That we, of course, we include a fetus, right? That an unborn child has the status of a child. We even include children who have passed away chalila to be considered like a born child. So that's unique to yibum. So that's why I can't extend it. Look back on the Gemara. Lo, mali asa uber ki yalod, then in yibum shari asa mesim kachayim. Right, nasa uber ki yalod, then in truma, shalo asa mesim kachayim. We don't do that. We saw that in the Mishnah already. When it comes to truma, that's not true. When it comes to truma, if she's a bas Yisrael, you know, who's married to a kohen, And then she has a Kohen son. She eats because of the Kohen son. The Kohen son passes away. She's out. She's out from Truma, right? So we don't say asa mesim kachayim. So this whole idea is not really the kavah chomer is not good because there's a reason to have something unique by yibum which can't be extended to Truma. So therefore, says the Gemara, tama lomar kinureh pratlam muberes. So that's how I know. How do I know that the pregnant woman is excluded? The pregnant bas Yisrael. Bas Cohen, who was pregnant with a Yisrael's child, cannot go back to eat truma even after her husband passes away. I know it from Kinyurea, not from this Kal V'chomer. Fine. V'yisrich l'michtav mi'uberet. Sorry, the Bach changed the language a little bit. V'yisrich l'michtav Kinyurea l'mute mi'uberes. V'yisrich l'michtav v'zera einla l'mute vlad. Okay, why? So I need both drushes here. Right? I need minu binurea, and I need zera inla. Okay, why do I need both of those drushes to explain that again? Because zera inla means she has no children. If she has no children, then she can, you know, do yibum. So why do I need and I need miubere? I need kinurea to exclude miuberes from truma. So why do I need both? If I just had the pasuk that said v'zera ein la, she has no child, meikara chad gufa v'hashu she gufe. I said, oh, that's when you said zera ein la, right? That's when she has no child. That's when she originally was, you know, one person, and now she's two people, right? Aval muberes de meikara chad gufa v'hashu chad gufa ein matecho. I would say, yeah, but Muberes, she didn't multiply, right? She didn't become two bodies. She's now still one body. So maybe she can still go back and eat. So comes the pasuk says, no, tzricha. No, so that's not going to work. You know, that even, that right, so I need the other pasuk to tell me, you know, the new rea to exclude Muberes. Because Rachmana Muberes, right, to make kara gufa sreika. Muberes originally was a gufa streka, meaning an empty body. She's just a person with no person inside of her. V'hashta gufa malya, now she's a full body. She has, you know, something inside of her. Right. So I understand. In that case, I have to know that she's changed. Right. Know that she's excluded. Aval zera ein la demikara gufa streka v'hashta gufa streka ein malo. I'd say, oh, but this case, if I just said, you know, if I just said zera ein la, look, she is was already you know, she was originally an empty body, and now she's again an empty body. She just has another child that she had. But okay, but she's still, you know, but that stayed the same. Maybe she could still go back, aim low, so it's tzricha. No, so we need both of them to explain why she's not able to go back to her father's house, and she doesn't need truma in either case, whether she's a muberes or whether she has a child. Either one. Fine. Okay, so now the Gemara presents these, like, simanim. All right, Simon Amar Le no nase maaseha b'misa nase v'lo nase b'vlad yabam v'truma yibam v'truma Simon. So the Gemara oftentimes will give these like mnemonics, ways of remembering the next piece here. So we'll see if you can figure out how the mnemonic helps you, or the mnemonic makes things more complicated for you. But you can decide. But the case is as follows: So Amar Le Rav Yehuda mide askarta l'Rava. So Rav Yehuda from Askarta said to Rava the following. Okay, so this you see the same idea, the same kavachomer is coming back. Maybe when it comes to yibum, we shouldn't say nasa mesim kachayim, meaning we should say something which sounds wild and would be very difficult to manage. And the Gemara is actually going to say that in a second. Maybe when it comes to yibum, we shouldn't say if a child passes away, it's considered like he's still alive. Meaning we should say if the husband passed away and she has a child, okay. But if that child dies, now you gotta do yibum. Now you have to go back and do yibum. Maybe we should say that. Right? Don't say, oh, the child passed away. Okay, but he was alive at the time, so that's enough. We shouldn't say that. Don't make mesim kechayim. Okay. And why from a kavachomer? I'll show you from a kavachomer. Okay, and I told you it's coming back, right? And what do we say when it came to truma? We made the child from the first marriage is like the child from the second marriage, meaning the child carries over, right? In terms of passing from Chuba, you still have that child from the Yisrael family, the Yisrael marriage. I don't care that now you're in a new marriage; it doesn't matter. That child's going to still pass to her. Okay, so just like we in a scenario where we did make a vlad mina rishon kevlad mina sheni leposim mina chuma lo asa mesim kachayim. Nevertheless, we didn't say if the child passes away, it's over, right? Once the child passes away, doesn't no longer impact her ability to truma. Malgam shaloas of vlad mina rishon kevlad mina sheni. So then, in cases where we don't, right, like yibum so far, right, we don't make the vlad from mina rishon kevlad mina sheni. We don't take the child from a previous marriage to have any impact on her yibum status in the next marriage, right? La pocha mina yibum ain't odin shalonasa mesim kachaim. So then, also in this case, also we shouldn't. In this case already, we're not carrying over the vlad mina rishon, right? That child from the first marriage doesn't impact the next marriage. So if that's true, maybe I also shouldn't be nasa mesim kachayim, right? Because again, I'm not carrying over, you know, the previous children, previous experiences, etc. They're not carrying over. So maybe by yibam I shouldn't say lo nasa mesim kachayim. So the answer to the Gemara, fascinating answer. Tam alomar, d'rachei d'rachei noam, v'chonos yibosei hashalom. The Torah is, its ways are ways of comfort and peace. What does that mean? Look at Rashi, d'rachei d'rachei noam, v'zusha hayala ben, this woman who had a child, right? It's almost like saying, like, oh, it's not nice, right? This woman who had a child, didn't have to yibam, and then she goes to get married to somebody else, right? And now, and now her child dies. Im tomar tachlots, and say she has to chalitza, harehi misgana abayla. Right, what are you going to say? So this is, we're not saying that she would like be able to like, you know, have to leave her first husband. But she's married already. She has a new life. And then once she has a new life already, and then her child passes away, now you make it do chalitza with her old brother-in-law from her old, like her old life, right? It's, it can make her husband be like, ugh, like what's going on here, right? Hilkach akorcha ben einlo v'shas misa v'ka'amar hare yeshlo. So even, therefore, we can't say such a thing. It's like impossible. It's a wild, by the way, if you would use this pasuk, you could destroy, like you could do whatever you want, right? You have to be very careful with this drasha. The point being, it would be so like horrible, almost like it's so yucky, but like it'd be so horrible that we don't do such a thing, and therefore it can't be that Kalvachom is correct, and therefore we do assume in Yibum, Nasa Mesim Kachem. We'll continue tomorrow.